This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And if I am not mistaken, our guest is standing by on the phone to join us on the air from HICAP. We're going to find out about HICAP today. And is this Diana that I have on the phone?
Yeah. Hi, Barry. This is Diana.
Fantastic. Diana, and your last name is D'Amico Clarabut. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I managed it. Thanks for joining me.
You did great. You did very great.
Okay. Thanks for joining me on Senior Moments. And let's begin by explaining to everybody what is HICAP. That's an acronym for an agency, right?
Yes. So HICAP is the California Department on Aging's Medicare Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. So we are a state health insurance and assistant program.
And, you know, in fact, I've been talking with guests about HICAP since the very first days of doing talk radio in Napa, going all the way back to the late 80s. Used to have a regular presence of HICAP counselors on the radio show. So I'm kind of familiar with it, but I don't know if it's any different now than it was then. What is it, the job that you do?
So me personally, I am the outreach coordinator, but our organization, we do two things. We do one-on-one counseling. So we have people give us a call. They let us know that they have questions and concerns about their Medicare, and we find them a counselor that's closest to them, depending on where they live, because we cover six counties. We cover Napa, Solano, Sonoma, Lake, Mendocino, and Marin counties. And we have counselors all over all of those counties. So we find a counselor that's closest to them, and then we have them meet one-on-one. And since this shelter in place, we've been doing one-on-one over the phone because we are still active very much now, more than ever, actually. And then the second thing that we do is short seminars to help provide more information and kind of a step-by-step guide on how to choose which Medicare is right for you.
Hmm. Do people have similar lacks of understanding or confusions around the program? Is there a sort of a main thrust of information that your group needs to provide?
You know, it's all over the map. We have our folks who are like, just give me whatever is the cheapest. And then we have the folks that are, I have researched this since I was 60 and now I'm 65 and I still don't know what the heck I need to choose, so please help me. And basically we just break it all the way down as far as we can to provide kind of the most easiest information to ingest and then go from there. And our webinars go from, you know, you turn 65 now, what do you do, all the way up into have dementia and are in a nursing home, what do you do with your Medicare? Mm. So we're all over the map. Mm.
We hear so often about the social safety net programs being, you know, either they're pending to be insolvent or they're not going to have any money in the future. And there's a constant, you know, legislative manipulation, and there's a lot of talk back and forth, political talk and so on. What's the real status of the programs for like Medicare? Are we in a good place? Is it funded properly? Is it working well?
Yes, as of right now, you know, our political economy is all over the map, so it's hard to say exactly, but at this moment in time, yes, Medicare is doing well and very much funded. And you know, it is a health insurance, so it is definitely confusing and conflicting and, you know, wrapped around. And I get confused from time to time, and I have to, you know, take a second and listen to the situation again and try and think of ways around it or through it or ways to understand it or to help others understand it. So I would say, yeah, we're doing pretty well, mm-hmm. especially us, because we are a free, unbiased program. So we, you know, just give people information. We don't try and sell anyone anything. We cannot sign people up for their health care. We just give them the best information that we can and help them provide them with information so that they can then go and make the best decisions for themselves. Mm-hmm.
Are there any critical actions that people need to take? You mentioned some folks, you know, knowing that they're coming up on 65, become very prepared. But are there, trigger points in the process? Can you find yourself, you know, with less going for you in terms of the benefits later if you don't take early steps?
Yeah, actually. So there are two times that you can sign up for Medicare initially. So your initial enrollment period is when you turn 65, you're retiring from work, you no longer have that work health care coverage, and you need health care. So you, at 65, sign up for Medicare. Or if you have been on disability for 24 months, then your health care coverage then turns to Medicare health coverage. And there are penalties if you wait too long to sign up for Medicare. So if you turn 65 and have no insurance and are not signing up for Medicare, you start to get a penalty that accrues if you haven't signed up. So we suggest a couple months before you turn 65, you sign up and register and get all of your information into the Medicare offices so that those penalties do not start accruing.
Mm-hmm. Is the penalty a new element? Has it always been there, or is that because of the...
No. It's always been there.
Really?
It's always been
okay.
There. It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how has Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, or Covered California, mixing all those together, but how has that changed the Medicare world, if at all?
I wouldn't say it's changed it at all, because it's two different beasts you're tackling there. So Medicare and Medi-Cal are two very different things. Medicare and Obamacare are two very different things. If you, there are different policies, there's different plans, there's different information that you need for both of them. So as for me, I can tell you all about Medicare. As for Obamacare or Medi-Cal or affordable health, that's a different beast over there.
Okay. Yeah.
With its own 5-inch manual that I have not read yet.
And we'd all avoid that if we could, I think. We're talking about HICAP, which is Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. Did I get that right?
Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. Great job, Barry.
Nope. Wow, I'm really killing it today. And like you say, this is not a program that sells anything to anyone. There's no cost to use the services either, right?
No, not at all. You just give us a call and we start spitting information at you.
Okay. Specifically for people who need to understand the various options, make sure they have the right kinds of coverage for their situation and are doing the right things about their health insurance going forward. Do you get a lot of questions about long-term care these days?
Not at the moment. These days, as in the last, 2-3 months, not necessarily. We've had a lot of, COVID testing. We've had a lot of prescription drug plans. But as of long-term care, no.
Yeah.
It's also quite straightforward in your plan that you choose.
And
because you can have your...
In regard to thank you for the answer. I didn't mean to cut you off, but let's circle back to COVID-19 testing. Do most people's Medicare plans allow for that?
Yes. So you can have your Medicare one of two ways. You can have an Advantage plan, or you can have straightforward Medicare A and B. And Medicare A and B does cover the COVID testing. And if you need a prescription to alleviate any sort of ailments that you are receiving because of the testing or anything like that. As for Advantage plans, there are different Advantage plans. So every Advantage plan is saying different but somewhat similar things, is that they're going to cover the testing and the rehabilitation if you do have COVID. But it hasn't gone too much farther than that because there aren't a lot of high numbers out here.
Yeah. Very good. Diana D'Amico Clarabut has been our guest from HICAP. And tell folks here how they can get in touch. What are the best ways to access your resources?
Yeah, perfect. We have two ways to get in touch with us. One is call our phone number anytime, and that is 707-526-4108. And our staff are all working remotely, so you give us leave us a voicemail and we get back to you within the hour. Another way to get in touch with us is through our website, and that is sas.org, and you'll see a little HICAP tab, and that will give you contact information such as email, fax number, phone number, all of that good stuff.
sas.org.
sas.org, yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Diana, thank you for your time on the Senior Moments show today. Good info, and keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Barry.
You
Have
bet.
A great one.
You too. Thank you. And that's Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.